RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Perspective. That's what I'm left thinking after the win over the Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday, 13-6. Just felt like 10. 13-6. The perspective is this. All right, you beat the Steelers. Yay. All right, you maybe screwed up the top pick in the draft and maybe not getting the quarterback you wanted if you actually wanted one. All kinds of things going on. Good for Kevin, bad for Kevin, who knows. Guy who's going to give us his thoughts on such things joins us right now on the Fan Hotline. He covers the Browns for the Chronicle Telegram, brownszone.com, where you can read all of his work. He is Mr. Scott Petrak. Hello, Scott.
Scotty!
How are you guys doing?
Leave it to the Browns to make things even more convoluted and fun. You know what I mean?
I do. I do. I don't think the focus, and I know the fans might disagree with me, but I don't think it should be on, you know, hurting your draft position. I just have a hard time focusing on that. I think you try to win the games.
Agreed.
That's what the coaches and players are here to do. I think you can find a quarterback somewhere. It doesn't always have to be in the top five. I get that that's the best place to find one. But the goal should not be show up on a Sunday and lose just so you have a better draft pick.
Don't tell the Raiders, but yes, I agree with you.
Scott, do you think, and I'm trying to figure this out this morning, because when I walked out of the press box yesterday to head downstairs and then to listen to the post game, and then when Miles said it, I was like, he's thinking what I think everyone in Cleveland was thinking, that Pittsburgh changed their offense to make sure that they didn't give up a sack and maybe sacrifice trying to get to the ultimate goal of winning, getting to the playoffs. I don't, is that a Cleveland perspective? Because in Pittsburgh, they're probably saying, you know what, we didn't have any wide receivers, and it doesn't, no, they're not surprised.
Sure. Yeah, it's an interesting discussion. Obviously, they were trying to prevent Miles from wrecking the game. Now, is it because they were so focused on not letting him get the record, or is it just because, you know, if you let Miles Garrett, you know, get to the quarterback, it's bad news for the offense, and your quarterback could get hurt and all those things? That, it, you know, you have to be in their own heads. You know, Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers said after the game that it's the same plan they used in October in Pittsburgh against Garrett. So they didn't, you know, they said they did not change things to prevent him from getting the sack record. You know, I don't know if I believe him completely. It was obvious that they were focused on stopping Miles for whatever, you know, whatever the ends of that are. I also think part of it is you have a 42-year-old quarterback that doesn't want to get hit, whether it's Miles Garrett or somebody else. So he's getting out of it, the ball out of his hands super quickly. There's some interesting or weird choices that the Steelers made, especially Rodgers, with where he went with the ball in certain situations. I mean, the three plays at the end with Denzel Ward is one thing. But that fourth down, I think it was the third quarter, where they'd fourth and short, they lined up like they were going to go for it, and then they called timeout, and they come out and they spread it out instead of being bunched and running it. And he just throws like a deep go ball down the left side, which is so low percentage. It's an incompletion. The Browns take over. And they gave up a field goal try there because they were close enough for a field goal. Just some of the decisions, whether it was Arthur Schmidt, the coordinator, or Aaron Rodgers were making, didn't make sense to me. And I do think part of that was keeping Miles from getting a sack and or keeping Aaron Rodgers from taking hits.
What did you make of Joel Bitonio's comments last week when he talked about Kevin Stefanski? You wrote a great piece about it, by the way.
Oh, thanks. I think that isn't just Joel Bitonio's opinion. I think there's more people inside that building, inside that locker room, that believe Stefanski is the right guy for this job. I appreciate that Joel said that. And it didn't feel like, you know, we've all been doing this long enough where sometimes you hear it and you're like, oh, that's just a guy talking about the coach that he has right now.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem genuine.
Yeah.
That felt genuine to me. You know, when I've talked to Joel throughout Kevin Stefanski's 6 years, he's had the same opinion about Stefanski and thinking he's the right guy for all the reasons he mentioned, even Keel, and the guys respect him and guys play hard for him. So I think it was good for Joel to say that. I don't know how much sway that has with the people who are going to ultimately decide whether Kevin Stefanski returns or not. But I think it was good for people to hear it because, you know, we know when you win 3 games 1 year and now it's 4 the next year, why there's so much negativity toward the coaching staff. And I completely get it. But there is another side to this argument and this decision.
Is a great effort and a tough loss to Buffalo and a win over the Pittsburgh Steelers, who might go to the playoffs, that enough to sway anybody, if anybody needed swayed?
Yeah, it's so interesting. I probably mentioned this before, but I find it fascinating that Kevin's been here for 6 years. And is this decision, whether or not to bring him back, going to come down to 2 games or 3 games?
I agree completely.
Or one missed kick?
Yep.
Right? Like, that doesn't seem logical to me at all. But on the same token, I'm not going to discount it because Jimmy hasn't made a point of saying wins matter and they need to win more games than they did last year. Well, 4 is more than 3. Is that enough of an improvement, right?
Yeah. Like,
if they beat the Bengals and it's 5, and at the beginning of the season, if you told me they won 5, I'd probably go, yeah, Stefanski comes back. Well, you can point to 4 games this year where it's easy to say, well, they should have won that. So are we really focused on the win total? Do you think he's the right guy? Do you think it just everything needs a fresh start, right? He's been here too long. They haven't won enough. It feels stagnant, whatever. Like, I get both sides of those arguments, but I do think that the end of the season matters and the guys playing hard matter and getting a win over the Steelers matter. Now, I don't know if it changes the decision or maybe it just gives the Haslams the evidence necessary to say, hey, we didn't want to make a change all along, and now you can point to X, Y, and Z for why they're not making the change. I could see that. I could see the importance of these final games showing up there if that's the direction they've always wanted to go. Now, if they've decided at some point, no, it's time to move in a new direction, then obviously then these last couple games.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Don't think matter.
Scott, I want to go back to Joel Bitonio for a second. Do you feel like yesterday was his last home game as a Brown?
I would lean toward yes, but I don't think he's made that decision. And last year, I was kind of leaning toward yes, and then I went back and forth the more I talked to or was around Joel in the time at the end of the season and after the season. So I don't think he's made it the decision. It keeps sticking with me. Joe Thomas talked about when Joel asked him for advice after last season, Joe told him, you got to play until the wheels come off. Like, if you can still play, go out and play, because once you're done, you're done. And you're going to regret next year going, you know, I feel like I could be playing. So I think that resonates with Joel. I think he's in a better spot this year than he was last year. I mean, he was dragging to the finish line last year, and he's been relatively healthy this season, hasn't missed a game, obviously. So I think those things matter. What an X factor here, and Joel's brought it up a couple times now in the last few days, is he's in the last year of his contract.
Yep. Yeah.
So, you know, whether it's Andrew Berry or whoever the GM is, are they going to ask him back? Are they going to pay what Joel Bitonio should be paid to come back? And that wasn't a factor last year. It was just, am I retiring or not? So there is another element to this. And, you know, when I talked to Joel at some point early in the year, you know, he said, you know, he didn't want to go play anywhere else, right? It was like trade deadline, and he's like, it never entered his mind to go play somewhere else. But now it could become a reality, and I think that will factor into it. But if the Browns said, hey, we want you back if you're coming back, then, you know, I don't know. I put it at like 55-45, he retires. I get to get a pretty close race.
Scott Petrak joining us, Chronicle Telegram, BrownsZone.com. Great coverage of the Browns at BrownsZone.com. Shedeur Sanders had some great throws yesterday. He had some god-awful throws yesterday. He looks like a young guy who I want to see more of. I think you want to see more of him. Andy wants to see more of him. I'm going to go ahead and assume, let's just say Andrew and Kevin are back. To me, that means, okay, they drafted Shedeur. They're developing Shedeur. I get that. Do you think this team would say anything like, he's our starting quarterback next year? Or do you think this team would say, great, we're okay at quarterback because we have Shedeur and Deshaun and Dylan and maybe sign a veteran free agent and let him battle it out? Has Shedeur done enough to even, not even, you know, franchise quarterback, whatever, to be named the starter for next year?
I don't think he has. I could see if the organization leaned that way. And it's easier if he is, right? Because then you can
use a lot easier
draft picks on other positions. You can trade the first draft pick if you want and get more picks. Financially, it's easier because you're not making any money and you think you have your starting quarterback. So I get it. I just don't think you can commit to that right now, given what we've seen from Shedeur Sanders and given the potential options in the draft. Now, I do want to see more Shedeur. I've always thought that he has the potential to be a starting quarterback, and nothing I've seen over these six starts has changed my mind. And I think I've seen improvement, and there's good and bad. You know, yesterday after the first quarter, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I think he's making this argument to be the franchise guy. And then things tailed off, and there were some bad decisions, and the offense stopped scoring. So that's natural for a rookie quarterback, but it also means it's not a slam dunk decision. So I could see the Browns going that way, but I would think that they would have to keep all their options open, see how the draft plays out, and then make a decision. Okay, is it going to be Shedeur? Is he going to be our number one guy heading into the offseason or heading into, you know, OTAs or whatever comes after the draft? But I don't think you can just rule out drafting a quarterback this early.
And Deshaun?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be here unless there's a overhaul at the organization at the top, right? And if new GM comes in, then I think anything's on the table, right? I mean, it could be Deshaun Watson's get cut, Myles Garrett gets traded. Like, I think if the new GM, you just never know. But if we assume that Andrew Berry is coming back, then Deshaun Watson will be here. I don't think you can go into the season expecting him to be the starter. If he wows you in the offseason, could he, you know, find himself, play himself into that role? I suppose. You know, we just haven't seen him play well enough or be healthy enough to think that he's going to be any better next year. Like, nothing is changed. He hasn't played football in a year and a half, so why would we think that in 2026 he's going to be the Deshaun Watson of 2019 or whenever last good year he had, right? So I think he'll be here, but I think he would be an insurance policy at best.
I have one last thought for you. Is it best for Shedeur if Andrew Berry and Kevin return? Because if not, chances are they're hiring a GM from who was in some other organization who passed on him four or five times.
Yeah, I would think it is, Jeff. I would think these guys know him. They've seen him develop. They've worked with him for months and months. And the new guy, who knows what his opinion would be. Now, maybe you find somebody out there that always liked Shadur and thought he could be the guy. Maybe that would be a prerequisite of the Haslam. Say you have to like Shadur. I don't like that philosophy when you're hiring new people, but maybe that would be the marching orders. But I do think Shadur is better off. His future is better with Barry and Stefanski, because I just feel like new people come in, everything gets blown up, or you bring in your own guys. You know how it goes.
Great coverage of yesterday's game, brownzone.com, by this guy, Scott Petrak. Scott, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, fellas.
Brownzone.com. Go read all of Scott's work. What do you think about what Scott said there? I agree with him. I asked him because I was wondering what he thought. I think it's best for Shadur Sanders if he wants to be the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, if management and the coaching remains the same. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.